Hello there.
Yeah, Haley.
Okay, well, get back to what I was saying about the kaboom, or what part did you want me to
say? That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, the kaboom is very important. People probably in America don't know anything about these secret shipments that are coming from Canada with this weapons-grade uranium from Chalk River. And that was one article that I found, and I put the date there, so you can find it quite easily just putting any of those keywords that I gave you or the dates and the author. And that is what's very scary, this kaboom situation, because here it is on The Simpsons that this big, you know, this almost like a nuclear bomb is going to happen at some point, but we don't know when. The timing is what's important. And so it's probably when the bankers are on their last legs there that people won't take it anymore. I don't know what will make people awaken to the point that, you know, they have to be arrested. Maybe they know they're on their way out. There was an article that I also saw regarding David Icke, that he was talking about these, you know, Rothschild banking cartel that have duped the whole world into believing that, you know, money is Federal Reserve is a bank that is run by the U.S. government. That's what the connotation is. But every time when you talk about the bank, you don't find it in the government pages, but you find it under Federal or Reserve dry cleaners or whatever name. It's just in the.
Well, it's not a government entity.
No, it isn't. So
yeah.
People don't realize all it is funny money, and they've bought into it.
I know.
And whenever they take a you know, loan from the bank, they, if you buy a house, you're paying whatever they want it to be, the mortgage payments. They're variable. No one reads the fine print, and they've fallen asleep at the helm, and this is what they want. They've made this funny money system, and all of a sudden, everyone has these major foreclosures.
Yeah, no, we don't have to go.
Really,
yeah, we don't have to go into that. Tell me about the kaboom.
Yeah. Okay, the kaboom part was when I started looking at these dates. Remember I told you how I found just at the top of my head, I gave this prediction about the tsunami going to happen in December the 26th, 2004. And I gave the prediction just at the top of my head on December the 26th, 2003, when I was on the Cloak and Dagger show, because I said, stay tuned next year, same time, but a different locale. It was in Bam, Iran, when they had a major earthquake that demolished an entire city, and it was probably done by HAARP, that devastation of this historic city. And I said, there's going to be another major catastrophe, but it's going to be a tsunami earthquake. And at the top of my head, I said, it'll be probably in the Sumatra, Jakarta area. So as timing came closer to my prediction to see if it comes through, all of a sudden in the front page on the banner head of the Toronto Star, it had the words of the tsunami, but juggled up. It said, La Tsunami. And I showed it to a friend, and I wanted them to see if they saw what I saw. And sure enough, it stuck right in their face. And this is how I found that right in the front pages of these major newspapers, the next false flag is right in your face, and it's being told to you. So when I saw that article that you posted up regarding the Simpsons and the 9/11, that's absolutely true, and people don't get it. It's right in your face, and you're not picking up what's being told to you right away. So anyway, I've been looking up, trying to find when the next false flag is going to happen, and that's why I was wanting to see if it's the 4th of July, you know, is it Bastille Day? Is it going to happen in France? I wanted to see if it's going to be a major takedown with the NATO forces moving in on you know, certain areas where they want to make their last stand. And that's where I was thinking that they've got to do some sort of major catastrophe to do a martial law in the United States to get full control. And when I heard Jesse Ventura say that he thought it was a dry run in Boston, that's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was. And it showed that people didn't even dissent, you know, regarding having them, you know, being herded out of their house by gunpoint. So all of a sudden I started seeing this kaboom right in my face. One day I was just looking up the word Dante because I saw it on the front masthead of the National Post on Thursday, May 16, 2013. And the front page said, the Financial Post, Canadians have all their eggs in the housing basket. Oh, hell, revisiting the first circle of Dante's Inferno. Stephen King's son inherits a horror gene, Joe Hill. So I start looking at, you know, the pages because they have references to where the article's at. So I see it as latitude and longitude and things like that. That's what I look up. Anyway, this Dante started sticking out in my mind. So I went into images of Dante, and lo and behold, I saw there was an operation called Red Block in Dante, Virginia area, and it was done by the Teamsters Union. And they were really put off regarding their you know, their lives being at risk by these major shipments coming in from Canada. People don't know that there are secret shipments being done from Chalk River into the United States. They don't tell where these shipments are going. And maybe, you know, the only people that know about it are the railway workers, and they find that every single day their life is at risk, whether it's a rock slide coming down, you know, in mountainous areas like the Appalachian Mountains or wherever, and they have to have these treacherous shipments of hazardous waste, nuclear waste coming from Canada. Can you imagine? People don't even understand this. So I looked up Dante, Virginia, because I thought, maybe that's a spot. Now, imagine that being the last pristine forested area in America being blown up by either this nuclear waste shipment or the shipments that are going into the United States right now regarding the oil, because they haven't put the Keystone pipelines into finalization. They're putting the pipelines in, but some of the provinces, like BC, don't want it. They don't want this pipeline going through their backyard. And I was stunned when they showed a map of Toronto where they're putting this this pipeline through major, you know, densely populated areas, but right underneath hydro lines. Hydro lines, does that not wake up people? Imagine these hydro lines now catching fire or exploding and going on the oil. This would be a major catastrophe around the whole of North America, because this pipeline is supposed to go from Alberta right to Montreal, from, I think, from Alberta down to Texas, right? Is that right? For United States, where are they intending it to go? From Nebraska? That's what they're fighting about, right? James? I was asking a question there, James. Do you know where the pipeline is going, the Keystone Pipeline from Alberta? I guess you don't know. Anyway, somewhere it's going through, and this is what's very scary. And all of a sudden, as I'm looking at all of these, things on images or whatever, it's popping up this kaboom. Then I looked up the images of Kaboom, and it's the same thing as what's happening in the Simpsons. So it's coming in right on YouTube. This morning I put on the YouTube, and there it was. It's a little Martian coming in that was waiting for the end of the world to happen on December the 21st, 2012. And the question this little Martian said to Bugs Bunny, where's the kaboom? So the kaboom is going to probably happen, and it might be the 4th of July, might be the time of the French Revolution, the Bastille Day. I also found an article that Paris or France is at risk. So it might be a world takedown of the banking cartel being scrutinized, because the other thing that they're scrutinizing right now is the Hong Kong Singapore banking center, which was known beforehand as the Bank of Israel. People don't know. They would never bank. Americans wouldn't bank with the Israeli bank, but they certainly would with another name like Hong Kong Singapore banking center. So there's a major shakeup. So something's in the works, whether it's NATO doing a takedown, regarding this kaboom. But look it up. It's scary to look at when you look on the kaboom images of kaboom, spelled K-A-B-O-O-M, or you can just put kaboom without the hyphen. And you'll find these images. It's the same thing that that James Fetzer put on the file of Veterans Today, that article where it showed that great big fiery ball, just like a nuclear bomb that went off in Hiroshima. And what's being sent into the United States is the equivalent of quite a few of the Hiroshima-type bombs. So people don't even understand. Hazardous waste is coming down your way, and anything can happen at any particular time. So this is what everyone has to be looking forward to. You never know when the next kaboom is going to happen. So wake up, America. You have to become very vigilant. And all of these code words are right in your face, right on the front page of your major newspapers. I can't believe that's the way I found the tsunami. The last tsunami was 62 days before it happened, and that's where I found the 62 days. I started counting that the Martin Luther King assassination, April the 4th, 1986, was 62 days till the time that Robert Kennedy was killed. So there is something regarding numerology. So James Fetzer is not off the deep end. I saw some of the comments saying, where's your head at? Everything is mathematical. It's replayed over and over again.
Yeah. That article, of course, was actually authored by John Kimber, so I reprinted it.
Right. I saw that.
Yeah. You like that, though. You think he's right on.
No, it's like right on. It's in the cartoons. It's in all the Hollywood movies about, attacks. I actually had the premonition just as the buildings went up and when they were just opened. I was on the Hudson River going by in a trimaran, and I looked up at these two towers, and I had this, deja vu, and I said, they're coming down, and it's something to do with planes. I had this cold shiver down my spine, but I saw something in the future. Everyone looked aghast. They just went up. I said, but they're coming down. So I don't know where I have this inner premonition coming. So that's why I've now tried to hone in and get with it, you know, and it's right in our face. It's being repeated over and over on the internet in whatever we take a look at.
What date do you then think is most likely?
Well, I think, you know, with this Dante thing, that would be July the, the 14th or 15th, around there. So that would be right after July the 14th, which is in France. That's their Bastille Day. That's their Revolution Day. Now, I was thinking that something might happen regarding NATO and the some sort of operation. I haven't clued in what it might be, but they might be repeating what they use, like the Operation Bluebird, or you know what you had, the Blackjack. These are actual code words that they use, but if they've come up that people are getting the drift on the internet, then they find some other code word. But that's where I've sort of found whatever comes in my head as I'm looking through a newspaper, or you know, like sort of getting a hypnotic sort of.
How bad do you think it's going to be?
How bad? Well, they've got to do it. If something is going down with the stock market right now, and you know, something might happen on the 4th of July. I don't know. But I got really scared when I saw this kaboom, and then I looked up this kaboom because of this ad being right beside this article regarding this Dante, right beside this Dante article. So I was really surprised. I looked it up, and I noticed that it's a company called kaboom.com, and it might be, you know, in the United States as well. They sell fireworks, and there was a major, fire or explosion in a suburb of Montreal in Quebec there, just a few days ago. It wasn't the same day. I was curious. That's why I ran to the library today to use the internet to see, because you had put, I think, the 24th? I think it was the 6th of 24, 2013.
What was the date that Kimber was talking about?
Yeah, so I wanted to see if it was close to the, you know, the date, but it was the 20th of June that happened. So it was like 2 days before. So then I just started searching for explosion to see if something would happen. And this is where I saw this kaboom, and it was coming over and over. So then when you look in images of kaboom, lo and behold, it's the same type of thing that was in The Simpsons. So it's repeated. So there is an Operation Kaboom, and it might just happen. That's what it's coded as. So I don't know if it'll be taking place in Canada, United States, all simultaneously, because if they want to do martial law, they don't want any more dissension. They're not even allowing here anyone to wear a mask, like the anonymous mask.
Yeah.
And on the front page of, again, the National Post, what I was telling you, it was very important because they said they won't let it happen to Occupy anymore. So in Canada, you cannot, go into some sort of demonstration or
peaceable
whatever,
assembly.
Wearing a mask.
You can't do a peaceable assembly.
No, and you know, when you started talking about the Zionist, Canada has hate laws. You can't even say anything against them without being arrested. So if you say anything counter to the banking cartel, and they're all Zionists, they want to shut everyone up. They don't want any more dissension. They don't want Occupy to happen. They don't want people to, wake up the masses. Because a lot of people start looking, if they're not together with it, they start looking at what are these people demonstrating for. so they won't let these demonstrations happen. So this is why I think they put this Adam fellow, as the instigator, so that these things might not happen. Because imagine if they go armed into the Washington, D.C. area, they'll be all mowed down. So they've talked about a false flag operation. The other thing I wanted to say, well, it was very important, the two guests that you had on in the show there talking about Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
They are actually, what I think, too, are making movies for TV or for, you know, the silver screen there with these, false flag
events.
Operations.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the one time when I was saying, oh, Clyde did two hits all in one day. And I said, to the cops, he did a two-for-one pizza. And the cops said to me, who said that? Who said that? I said, I did. He said, when you got cancer, you got to take out the tumor. So all these people, like whether it was Eddie Mello or the next one with Gaetano Panapinto, and now who went down in Sicily was this Juan Hernandez. He's known as Joe Bravo. These are heavy mafia guys. So they're maybe wanting to do a major takedown of all the organized crime in some sort of operation. It happened in San Diego, and there was an operation that was called, I was going to mark it down to tell you about that it happened. It was called just about a week ago or something.
I think it slipped by me. I don't think I'm aware of it.
Yeah, it was a major takedown of organized crime, again, with the movement of drugs and guns and all these things across the Mexican border. So they have these code words for these operations, whether it's, different police agencies working all together, but if they're going to do a major takedown to stop the dissension, they have to do a major big one that would take people so aback they couldn't even deal with it. That's what I think. So it would be a fireball of magnitudinal proportions. So I think the worst thing that they're going to do is this Keystone Pipeline. It's scary, and the people that are dissenting against it, are rightly so that it shouldn't happen. So they might even take down Robert Kennedy Jr. because he's one of the people that are totally against this pipeline. You know, people get, I think, traumatized when they see these things happen, and they get into a trance-like state because we're totally geared into the blue tube. We've been hypnotized with MK Ultra with this invention of the TV. I'll never forget the first time I saw it. I was mesmerized. It wasn't at our house, and I didn't come home. I couldn't get away from it. That's how hypnotic the damn loop tube is. So for years, I geared myself off of it and started reading and reading and reading book after book for years on end. I would try to read six books a week, which is a lot of books, but, I was reading Solzhenitsyn's books, you name it, I was reading them. And that's where you sort of start cluing into a lot of the things. They're in our face, we don't even see it. We don't even see it until it's far too late. It's repeated, and some people pick up on it and some don't. But when I saw that kaboom this morning, that little Martian, as Bill Martian, he was waiting for the end of the world, and the little cartoon, where's the kaboom? So look up if there's a distributor there in the United States with this Kaboom company. Years ago, they weren't allowed to be sold fireworks. Never, ever could it be sold. It was like hidden in certain convenience stores that they would just have the sparklers. They were allowed to be sold, but nothing more. Now, I was stunned to find all of these outlets with this Kaboom outlets, and I thought, what a way to get to an area of shopping malls, put in fireworks, and somebody sets it all off.
You mean put bombs in the fireworks stores?
Right. Now here's this other article that I wanted to show you, and I think you picked up on it. This Cobalt 60. Is pencil rods, magnitude, when you Google that, in I think it said 40 years of devastation, you put in the author, the name, you'll find a National Post, just put keywords, you find the article. That's stunning. But that's the article where I wanted to show you. Those pencil, bombs that would be placed in the Twin Towers is an easy takedown. You could only need only a fraction of that pencil bombs. That was the ones that were stolen from India. They were for food. If you read the article, it details it.
Tell me about these pencil bombs.
Well, they're Cobalt 60, and what's scary about it is a lot of the Soviet Union arsenal was being sold off, and I think what happened was some of the stuff was coming, and they were using the ferry. That's why the ferry, the Estonia, went down in the Baltic Sea, because they had some of these, from the Second World War or whatever, the Soviet Union, when the KGB disbanded, they started taking all this, the Soviet Union arsenal with them to sell it. It's a hot market for the mob, so you never know if there's going to be a takedown. So never mind these stupid, this mass problem right now of all of
you're telling me you think the Twin Towers were done using these pencil bombs?
That's what I think. That's what I think. It would go into the, anyone going in there as a cable guy or whatever, they could easily install it within probably a month or two, even less, floor by floor, depending on how many workers were coming in there. No one would think twice where they placed it, but where it's very important to see is they were probably done right at the spot where the key structural, so that would happen, bang, 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 would go down just like in its footprint there, which it did. It's scary stuff, but I saw it right for a fact. The first day when I saw that Twin Tower come down, I knew it was a planned setup. It couldn't be, but. And when I saw that as a graphic designer, how quickly CNN came up with saying America under attack. Hello, I was thinking, are they nuts? Why so quickly to come to that astute observation? It's all pre-planned. So that's
it's Cobalt 90? Cobalt 90?
No, 60.
Put, 60.
Put the words, yeah, Cobalt 60, then put National Post, then put Peter Godspeed. Goodspeed.
Wait a minute.
What did I put there? Peter Goodspeed?
No, just a minute. I'm looking up some. Well, keep going.
Yeah, Peter Goodspeed. What did I put there? And I haven't still sent that article out to you because I've been trying to get a lot of stuff done there with just finding out about Walter Dubinsky's middle name.
He's got such an unusual name. I don't think his middle name is going to make any difference.
Well, it could be Saul. Wouldn't that be? You know, I saw it because it was in one of the old Toronto directories, you know, in the 50s. So that's where I'm, you know, going to find the darn thing. But it's very important because Jesse Ventura thinks the hitmen there for the JFK are long dead. They're vaulting over counters in banks. Clyde gets injections of, youth serum or you name it. He's getting cortisone treatments like those, the guy that was taken down for it, Armstrong, the guy that did the bicycle racing all over in France. Lance Armstrong, that's it. These guys take these injections, and Clyde said he had these same guy that was actually arrested, lived in Toronto, he was giving Clyde the injection. So he looks younger than I do. He's 2 years older than I, but he looks younger, and he can vault over any bank counter there. But anyway, he seems to have hightailed it out of the area, or so the Halton or the York Regional Police think. They say that he might have changed his modus operandi. He might have gone to Europe to do a lot of the hits. He could have gone to Quebec because they want to get rid of a lot of the witnesses that are coming before the Quebec corruption inquiry. The latest is the latest mayor, a Jewish guy, was arrested. As soon as they get into that position, James, they're right on the take right away. It's in their blood. It's in their blood. But anyway, so it's so funny because it's happening for years. All the construction, the paving, the garbage contracts, you name it. It's all organized crime, and they all take a piece of the action. So when you Google search the Vito Rizzuto clan, the father, while Vito Rizzuto was in the Colorado prison there, the father, Nick Rizzuto, was stuffing his sock with his tape. Can you imagine? And they got that all on tape. The RCMP had set up cameras where they were divvying up the pie. So all of these guys have been taking a long time, big cuts and then putting it into these banks. So that's why I think they're going to do this operation still, this Husky, which was the Second World War operation. But they did a takedown in Italy. Now Berlusconi is looking at something like 7 years, I think. He's been convicted, but he has two appeals. So I don't know if they've locked him up or he can stay out until the appeal process goes through. But there must be something happening in Italy because that's the key area where the drugs are coming, but it's not only drugs, they're weapons and whatnot that are being shipped. So same crowd, just new players all the time. They keep knocking off one after another. Actually, I was watching, that's why I was going into YouTube this week, how the syndicate works. So the brotherhood is always continuous. If they knock off one, someone else takes a spot in there because the money is what drives them. But when I clued in that they were going to do some sort of takedown in Sicily, and when I went into these sites where these guys that are actually practicing in rural areas, in forested areas with camouflage outfits, under the guise of paintball. They were actually saying how many were supposedly going into Italy, some sort of force of 50,000. I thought, well, they're after all the old families in Sicily, and their payment, some of these guys were saying their payment will be the blood. I thought, oh, wow, these guys are playing hardball. And then they're going to stay in the villas in Sicily, just like, remember when they went into that area where they took down Saddam Hussein's palace, and all the guys ended up swimming in a swimming pool there. The same type of thing is going to happen. So they have to, in order to perpetrate these major takedowns, they've got to do martial law. I think it's going to be so traumatic. And what happened was, you know, did you see what was happening in Europe with the flooding, where the rivers are, and then the whole city of Calgary was flooded just this past week?
But Calgary in Canada?
Yeah.
Calgary was flooded?
Right, and that movie, The River of No Return, it's the Bow River. It goes, you know, from the Lake Louise Banff area, and there was some great rainfall, something like 100 and some odd centimeters of rain fell, and it brought this torrent of water right into Calgary. Imagine Calgary having this river run right through the center. So all of these areas, whether in Europe or whatever, if there's going to be a major deluge, it's easy to take down the city. Winnipeg has a river. United States has the Missouri River, the Mississippi River, and they've had this flooding. But people, just like ants, they keep on building an area where, you know, there would be a major catastrophe and just wipe out houses. This is what's so scary, and this is why I think there must have been a planned takedown of Niagara Falls. I think they were planning to do some sort of major bomb of the Niagara Falls, and imagine all the Great Lakes draining right through and wiping out all the, you know, the coastal cities, whether it's whatever left of Detroit and Windsor and that's what I think the planned takedown, and it's using the railroad, because when you go across the river at Niagara, there's a railway line, so that's why I'm thinking they were going to hit the infrastructure, the highways, the railway lines. Everything would be planned, coordinated, because this is who talked about this was Clyde. And where they had actually planned, it was these operatives that were fighting to retain their bank accounts, because the mob sees that if they're taken out, they'll have to taking out half of the United States and Canada. So can you imagine if the Great Lakes are all drained, these rivers become these great big vast they could be using weather warfare right now. It's looking, why did this Bow River happen? And this is all what Dr. Nick Begich was telling to me, that he had gone before United Nations and said these countries, all of them, whether it's the United States or the Soviet Union, they have this technology to do these catastrophes. So I don't want to see this happen. That's why I want to break the coding. They didn't stop the tsunami, though. Even though I went on major radio, the 640 is that powerful a feed from Toronto. It went right into Pennsylvania and Washington. I don't know how many people heard me say that there was going to be this tsunami, but I couldn't stop it. So I do want to stop some major catastrophe happening in the United States. I don't think, this end times has to happen the way that they want it, just like the biblical, the poisoning of the waters, because this is what would happen if the Keystone happened. They want to get right into the aquifer, but how to decimate a country. Here's where the masonry comes into it. It's the fire, earth, and water, and wind. Those are the elements. They do this over and over and over again. I was just thinking, that's the other thing that hit me last night about the wars. The United States went with allies with Russia to defeat the Nazis. And I thought to myself, and then all of a sudden in the Cold War, then they're the enemy. The enemy are the people. It seems like over and over, all they want to do is take down the population. That's the key thing. They don't want certain people to be on this planet. So whether you're going to be targeted via your DNA, who rates and who doesn't, I don't know. All I see is I don't want this major catastrophe to happen. And I'm scared for it to, for these things to ever be coming to fruition. But they've been planned. They've been planned, and it's a long time. And who was talking about it was this William Cooper. He saw this game plan. He was in naval intelligence, and he wrote that book, The Pale Horse. It's dead on the button. And the other person who told me these secrets, it was with naval intelligence, was Charles Frederick Rogers. We spoke at length about these things. I said, you got to be kidding. This is all preordained, no matter, what's happening, it's going to happen anyhow. I don't know, James. I don't want this to happen, to be honest, at any point in time. To see the devastation of this planet, we've got to
and be really done by ourselves. My God,
that's right. So it's these inner factions fighting for whatever they have left. You know, whether it's their the mob wanting to keep their control, and who's the major mob is the banking cartel. They're the major ones that want to still take every natural resource as theirs. So that's their game plan. I'm stunned to even look at, when I look at the Brothman family, every time I go by an area or a plaza, RioCan is their name. That's their company. And this is a family that came to Canada and collected as a family firewood, and now owns all of these great big plaza areas in the United States and Canada. Take a look at how these people have grabbed, and they want, never is enough, never is enough at any particular time. So this is what's scary to me. I see is a hoarding of such proportions that the few that are at the top capstone, and the two guests that you had on, they're dead on the button with this capstone, Operation Capstone. Take a look at that.
You're talking about Sophia and Jenny?
That's right. She's talking dead on the button what's happening there, and we can't discern now what's reality and what isn't. We can't tell what's real time because of this dumbing down of TV. You can't tell if it's an act or if it's for real. So this idea that she had with this capstone and the fully integrated. It's all in the internet. You can learn so much by seeing that. But you Google capstone, and I put it in a few different words as well. These are agendas, and they're going full speed ahead. Torpedoes full speed ahead. That's why I can't get over Charles, what's his name, Coburn saying in one of the films there. No, they're going ahead, and if we don't wake up, we're only to cry on our own spilt milk because we didn't wake up fast enough. So on mass, the only way people can pick it up is by reading your articles there in the Veterans Today. They're all excellent. You know, I've been just Googling, you know, reading one to another, sort of, you know, you get lost in there. But a lot of the information is dead on the button, and they want to get rid of press TV. I read that with Nick Kullstrom. They want to out, you know, to ban it. Can you imagine?
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
No, it's because they set these laws up, and people think that we've got this constitution. You know what? This is what I was going to send you, an article. Canadian laws or the constitution hasn't even been written in Canada. You know where it's at, the paperwork? In England! And people think that there, you know, that there is this, you know, law in the United States. And it's an illusion. It's still the Queen. That's why she gives these orders or whatever to the military in the United States. She gives them the order of the Garter and whatnot. I couldn't believe that.
Haley, people, you were telling me you think that Clyde and Alfred are on the lam.
They might. Well, this is what they're alluding to, because they haven't been arrested. They're not going to arrest them, like I said, because if shit hits the fan, that all of these unsolved murders, bank robberies, you name it, from racketeering to embezzlement to abductions to, they've done it all. No one has done it so much as Clyde. He learned from the cousin who's the mystery man in Mexico City. These are seasoned killers. Walter was saying he was with the French Foreign Legion. That's where he first was a mercenary. And then he went into the work for United States, the CIA. So they're not going to arrest CIA. They're never going to arrest Clyde. He's continually done these murders. They don't want this to surface. Especially they don't want it to surface. The man who's done more than 350, maybe 1,000 murders, worked on the TTC. Do you see the liability of this? Everyone in Toronto would be aghast. They killed the Toronto Police Force. They manned their guns. Oh, yeah, I wanted to say how stupid people here are in Canada. The police are wanting to say, give your guns to us and we'll give you a camera.
God.
Huh?
Yeah. Camera is a really effective way to defeat a criminal when he's assaulting you and take his picture.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, yeah, give your guns, it's a trade-off now. Give your guns to the police. You won't be arrested for having it, and we'll give you a camera. That's how different it is here in Canada, in the United States. You want to get rid of the guns so you have no possible way to protect yourself. If they come in into your house without a search warrant, it happens. They wanted to see the dry run in Boston. It happened, and the people were passive. They let it happen. So this is the scary part. I think the United States and Canadians as well, probably the world, have been so dumbed down with this, MK Ultra probably used within just the TV and, you know, what's being fed to us. And the drugs, of course, have hampered personal growth and understanding as well. But this is, you know, it's like, what's the point of life if these guys at the top will win, and they know it? This is what really pissed me off also with this article that I wanted to send you about David Icke. They said in the end, they're going to win. They're going to win, the banking cartel? This is what's so amazing to me. I mean, people don't know where they live. You know, the Rothschild family has wineries. They know where the buildings are, where they live. They know the offices where they are. I think we're the one, the Nathan Meyer Rothschild here in Toronto, the division of, is right at the Bloor and Yonge area and has a condo. I actually saw this Rothschild staring at me because I was speaking about him so much. Everyone was coming to check me out when I was saying this on the major news, you know, the Cloak and Dagger show. They wanted to see. Conrad Black came to see me because I called him Conrad the Con Man Black. And I said, you should have seen what the wife was shopping, the bags that she had. These people are endless that they have to have this facade of clothing and food and delicacies that they have. The first time I read about the Rothschild family, Evelyn de Rothschild was in, I think, the Vogue magazine. And she said that she had something like 120 different settings for cutlery and china. And she had this, you know,
good
service
God.
that would set a new setting every single day. And what they feasted and talked about is the family around the table, and whether it was, you know, the Rothschilds or whatever, and their planning of what they were going to do again. So when I first saw the Lloyd's of London film, but then the Rothschild film, the family, the father, the matriarch of the family, they're taught the sons how to grab the entire world at your hand, you know, under your hands, and it's an illusion. That's been perpetrated, and no one's understood. How did this happen? Why did we let this happen? So, you know, this is what's mind-boggling. So I don't know if certain situation right now, the changing of the hands there in Iran, they might make a major move now that they got rid of that, you know, that fellow, and they put that new person at the head there in Iran. There might be a major move.
For what?
Into taking over Iran.
Not a chance.
Well, I don't know. Something is happening there with NATO. They want to probably...
It's all to do with Syria. It's not to do with Iran.
Well, Syria...
Syria is a stepping stone to Iran, but they can't do Iran without doing Syria first.
Well, what bothered me is they sent my brother into Iran years ago. This was around the 70s, and he was. They sent him in to check out, you know, what was happening. And my brother, now I knew, like he knew, and that scared him. And I said, it's all to do with the Rothschilds, idiots. You know, they know everyone who ever says anything. Jew this or Jew that from way back when. They've got your number, and this is why, you know, whatever you're saying on the internet or the radio or whatever, it's with this echelon. If you say the word, you know, it's picked up. You can't talk without them knowing.
We know.
And this is what's so scary. So they had pegged a stupid person like Clyde's cousin, who's not, you know, educated enough, because he was actually groomed, you know, to kill, to be a killing machine, because that's all he did. He went into the Central America, I don't know how many people he ended up killing there as a mercenary, but these are hired assassins, trained assassins to take down countries. That's why he went into all these areas to take out, in a crossfire or whatever, the leaders. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I told you when Clyde asked me to kill Harper with the spring, with the pathogen of the ricin. You know, within 24 hours, the guy is dead.
Why'd they want to get rid of Harper?
I think it was because, you know, they want to get rid of whoever's not playing ball, the mafia, you know, route now. I think he's now working for whomever. He works for China, as far as I saw. Doing cyber espionage work for them. Everything. He learned how to do that, and the last time I saw him, remember I told you I saw him in that coffee shop with a different face or whatever? He spent money to get plastic surgery, so he doesn't
look like Harper or Clyde?
Clyde. Yeah. And he wears all these different, you know, hair pieces.
Disguises,
so you can't,
I know.
Yeah, disguises. So I'm going to send you, because I was putting together all the bank robberies and the masks he's used, you know, because I saw him. The first time he did it was, I was just 10, right? He was 13, and he put on my mother's Haynes support nylon, and he couldn't tell the age. This is a kid, a 13-year-old kid, who did a major bank robbery. So he ended up doing robberies there with using bombs, machine guns, you name it, and there with James Earl Ray.
Maybe you want to send these through the mail?
Yeah, what I'm going to do is show you the amount of bank robberies.
But you're going to send it through the mail, I think.
Yeah.
That's what
I've been piecing together.
Not email. Yeah, okay.
Not the email, yeah, because everything has been compromised.
I know.
And the last time when I was speaking to you, I saw that, again, that Java software was taking, you know, the phone call. They track everything you say, everything you do. But I was stunned. My brother was sent into Iran to see where the secret nuclear plant was being set up. He went in there as a builder to find where was that. And they went in there with Mossad, and my brother said he couldn't take the year contract that he was supposed to be there, because he said the Iranians would slit his throat if they found that there were Jews in the same building where he's at. The Mossad is everywhere, and the United States has been overrun with this FEMA and, all this, the police forces or whatever. Everything has been compromised. We're not the country here in Canada we think it is, and the United States as well.
I agree, Haley. Thank you.
Scary
stuff. Thank you for this call.
Yeah, I'm. Thank you for putting all your articles there, because it's a wealth of information that I'm getting all the time, that it's making me, you know, delve into whoever you have into the internet.
I have a new one about Snowden and the NSA right just today.
Yeah, okay, I'll start reading it. Anyway, just look up, see if there's a kaboom there, but find the pencil.
Thanks.
Pencil thing,
bomb.
And then,
yeah, got it.
And then the secret shipments of this nuclear waste coming from Chalk River. You Google, you find it. It's a piece of cake to find it. You'll see it. It'll stun you. We don't know where it's being sent to the United States.
Thanks, Haley.
Anyway, have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.